how did it feel? And you obviously had a good momentum there, a good role to start off.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. That's kind of what I wanted to do, go out there, just be consistent, move the ball with the offense, show command in the huddle at the line of scrimmage. O-line did a great job taking care of me. The running backs, receivers did a great job moving the ball, catching it and running it. So I thought it was good. Obviously, you want to come out with a win, but we did a lot of good things, and then there'll be a lot of things on film that we can learn from. So it was a good start, but we got a long ways to go.
What was the benefit of coming in a two-minute situation?
Yeah, that was good. A lot of great situational work throughout this game, and that's what I need at this point. Just the amount of reps, seeing different coverages, and then just trying to control the situation and go through our two-minute offense. So it's great to get the situation in for me.
What was the key to the first 10 completions there in a row? Was it a lot of the play calling, or did you just feel like you were really in it?
Just got into rhythm, play calling. Guys were getting open. O-line did a great job giving me time. Moving the pocket and just playing within myself and the offense. Just creating rhythm. But got to give a lot of credit to those 10 other guys. They made my job easy for the first whatever it was completions.
You always seem like you have a knack to taking off and running when you need to. Is that something that you've always had? Do you take pride in that? Is that just a natural?
Yeah, man. Who wants to get tackled? Who wants to get sacked? Not me. No negative plays, right? So I'm going to take off. And I think my linemen appreciate that too. They don't want the QB to hold the ball back there too long. So I'm going through my progression. If it's not there, I'm going to try to pick a seam and get down and take care of myself as well. So I think that's important, just create positive plays, and the defense has got to account for that as well. So hopefully that'll open some things up too. But, yeah, I don't want to get tackled.
How much faster did the game seem to you, and what did you do to slow it down?
It seemed faster, pretty close to practice, except you got guys trying to take your head off. So it was good. I just tried to take a deep breath, show command and poise in the huddle at the line of scrimmage, see the defenses, and just do my job. And luckily, the other 10 guys did a great job of doing their job. So that's what helped me.
You learned this offense and continue to pick everything up. It obviously hasn't been 100% perfect in practice. Did you surprise yourself at all tonight with how well it went?
Yeah, it helped having a play sheet. It's not to the extent of like a normal game week, but like obviously we prep for this game a little bit, and it's kind of different from practice where you don't exactly know the calls every day unless we get the sheets. So I had the play sheet. I was able to study a little bit, so I knew all my calls, I knew my plays, I knew what I was comfortable with, and I talked it over with Dowell, so we were kind of on the same page. So I could just go out there and play free, and that's what I wanted to do, just go out there and play, do what comes natural, and really try to get into a rhythm. So, yeah, I knew all the play calls. I was comfortable with the plays, and having a play sheet just gave me confidence to go out there and play.
We know it was the preseason, but dreamed of getting the NFL for a long time.
Yeah.
Like to have your first game and finally be out there in an NFL uniform on NFL.
Yeah, it was important for me to like not just let this moment go by, just like realize how far I've come, stepping on the field, soaking it in at Soldier Field especially is a special night. Even though it didn't go our way, it's hopefully the first game of a long journey, and it's special to be out there for how long I've been working for this, and is it like a dream come true?
Do you feel like you put the pressure on them to give you a little bit more of a look, to maybe make this a little bit more of a competition?
No, that's not really for me to say. I mean, I just appreciate the amount of reps I got. I think that's what I need at this point. Just the more situations I can go over, the more reps I can get. It'll help me to continue to improve my game and get better and better. So I just wanted to show what I could do tonight, and luckily I was able to get a lot of reps to really get comfortable, go over the offense, and I got a good amount of film that we could go over and watch to improve from. So that's the most important thing.
Mike said in training camp that
he wasn't the rah-rah type in the huddle. Describe yourself in the huddle.
Did you see me jump up and down? I just try to instill confidence in my guys that I know what I'm doing, and just give little messages in between here. And it's all about creating positive plays and just being a leader in the huddle. I'm not going to give the big motivational speech in the huddle or anything like that, maybe a couple messages in between here and there. But, I mean, honestly, I think your teammates could see it in your eyes if you're ready, how bad you want it, and what's about to happen. So, I mean, you could say whatever you want, but I think it's all action and just, like, how they look at your body demeanor. So I just try to be myself and go out there and play.
But you guys have done a good job. Like, it hasn't gotten weird with you and Mike, you know, because the circumstances are strange with you being such a high draft pick and him being, you know, the starter. If you continue to play like this throughout the preseason, would that relationship be strained at all, do you think? Would it be strange?
Strange between...
between you and Mike. Just because,
oh, no.
You know, he'll be looking over his shoulder.
No, there's no reason to. Mike's the starter. This is his team. I was just able to get a lot of reps tonight, and there's things in that film that we could all learn from each other's reps, and it's all about just getting better at this point. So, I mean, it's the first preseason game. We still got three more preseason games to go and then a long season. So it's just about working together, getting each other better. And they were helping me a lot on the sideline. Mike and Mark were giving me a lot of good in-game advice, what to do, how to control the game. So that helped me a lot throughout the game. So hopefully we block everything on the outside, what everyone's writing, what everyone's saying, and it brings us closer together so we're able to push and get better as a group.
When you went up the play sheet with Dowell, did you lobby for some of those boots and movement throws? Is that what you feel comfortable with at this point in time?
I actually didn't. I think that's just something he knows I feel comfortable with. So we didn't talk about that, but after the first one got going, we kind of – it helps the defense stay honest. So I just got to continue to carry out my fakes, make the run look like the pass. So that's continue to be opening for us. So I like throwing on the run. I think it opens up our offense, and it helps keep the defense on. It really stretches them side to side. And O-line did a great job, and receivers got open.
Mike, you talked about the value of reps. Do you see these preseason games as even more important than practice?
It's kind of all practice to me, honestly, if it doesn't count. I mean, you want to go out there and win, but, I mean, whenever I'm playing, whenever I'm competing, I mean, I'm treating everything like it's a game, whether it's in practice or out there in preseason. So reps are reps. Just going out there, trying to give it my best every time and make it count every time and enjoy it while I'm doing it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.